Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
41 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
48 degrees.
Testing on the 38 Burton. 88 DXQ clear. Testing on Fenton. 88 DXQ clear.
06 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Sunny.
48 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
51 degrees.
288DXQ via Echo Link.
Good morning, 0900 hours, partly sunny, 56 degrees.
Okay, Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 59 degrees.
WYRC Mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees.
KD8 IWS Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 70 degrees.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees.
This is W8FU testing 123. Testing 12345. WD8PKL. Over here by Saginaw. Bob here. You're getting through the repeater perfectly. Yeah, thank you. I'm at the repeater site, so I am literally touching the repeater right now. And so I was just trying to see if everything was working. We did some work on the GPS units for this thing and making sure everything's copacetic. I do appreciate the check, though. Let me know it's all working.
Yeah, I believe he's on the 3-1, Don. Are you making it? The link's working perfectly. KCADLQ.
Okay, real good. And I think I hear Paul on there as well. Yeah, Paul. Yeah, we're working on the Mount Clemens right now. We just... I finally got the GPS puck for the RTCM outside because I kept losing master clock. It was weird. Every morning around 7 a.m. for about half an hour, I would drop and lose master clock. I'd lose my GPS. Now, within a northern exposure window, so I think the sun coming up had something to do with it, you know, or something. I don't know. Weird. But we just got it outside. And... plus, I got the Mount Clemens GMRS machine back online. Big Wub, right?
Good deal. I'm just portable here on the front porch, repairing the squirrel damage from over the winter, getting that all taken care of. I was just taking a little bit of a break. Them buggers, they do some serious damage.
Okay, I'll let you get back to it then. I appreciate the check, and I'm going to get to other things. We got two or three machines we're working on right now. Take care. W8FU.
Talk to you later, Sean, and have a good afternoon. I'll be monitoring this, and I'll see him into KCADLQ.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees.
NAWCB. This is KYNU.
KYNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. How was your day today? I mean, hey, you're now three quarters of the way through and one more to go.
It was horrible. I was called to call all day and just never could catch up. So, how was your day?
Well, I remember you saying kind of a wait and see on tomorrow what it was going to bring. And sadly, I guess that happened. But I guess it's behind you. What it was called to call days that I guess makes the day move along. But we're doing pretty good here. Got to enjoy sitting outside earlier this morning. It's a beautiful day, beautiful things. We listened to some of the T-Pose on the radio today and didn't get in or try to check in, but just enjoyed just kind of sit back today. We're hanging in there.
That's all right. You say you were able to have a good conversation, or you just got to listen to them?
No, I just listened in a couple of details there on the DART, the computer DART repeater today. I didn't try to check in anywhere. I just thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to listen and just kind of kick back and relax today. It was just nice. The morning was peaceful here and not a lot of traffic or people out. It was beautiful weather just to sit outside. And, definitely a rewarding time.
Good. Sounds like a good day today. Did you get my email about the upcoming meeting?
Yes, I did. I definitely changed some plans there, and I got the Winlink section, training section. I think that'll be favorable for the group at that specific time. Ed Riley is going to be able to come down and help out in that way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about it. A lot of the guys have been asking about it, so it'll be a good class, and definitely works out with the meetings and stuff. So bump it in a week, it'll be good.
Well, sometimes you gotta be flexible in that regard. You can always have a guest this week, like indicated in the email, and like you say, I think this is something that's needed. I think the Winlink is the wave of some things right now, and definitely in use. Obviously, it was used fast. That sounds like, and just like I say, I think it's the wave of the future there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely, it's good to learn, and with the set and different things with the state, that's kind of the preferred way to turn forms in, and so to have it, it's nice to know.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it's, I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I'm sure it's an upgrade to packet from the past. Being able to use it, I know the state would indicate there in the digital mode there that they were sending every half hour or so updates, and let's say it's to be able to submit program and again, this is part of the everyday process. When the airwaves are tied up, you don't have that available. You've got that electronic beam to be able to do it.
Yeah, definitely for sure. So it's good. It's exciting. It's going to be a good class. Looking forward to it, and for sure, hopefully, we'll get a lot of sign-ups for it. But I know there's quite a few that have asked about it or asked when we're going to do it. So it's going to be good.
Yes, I agree. And again, that's, one of many times the training sessions that can take place. I think that's a high priority right now, because again, the other surrounding counties that use it quite a bit, and so that will make it more diverse, compatible, and knowledgeable with them.
Yeah, definitely. So it's like you said, it's nice to know. It's good to have, good tool to have, and the way to get forms in and communicate. So it'll be good.
Do we have any more check-ins before we get to Bill?
We'll work on something else once we get this dialed back.
Yes, I agree on that. I agree. And plus, with your circumstances this week, you weren't going to be able to attend. Now how it works out, you'll be able to attend that training session.
Yeah, it works out nicely. It does. So it'll be good. It's good to have.
So I'm excited about it. Absolutely. I'll be interested to see, you'll be able to communicate, throughout the state here, and I'm sure, and be able to try out maybe some meetings while you're up north there.
Train on that. That might be the next training activity. There is send out a Winlink message or send out some type of Winlink forum or something. That way, kind of get some practice on it, get to know it, and understand what we're doing with it. So.
Yes. There you go. Practice, see how it works, see how it's practice as a group. Again, these are the times to do it. During the downtimes, might as well. And, Micah, he's up on it as well. So that's a good thing as well. Any WCC.
Hey, yes, I thought about you, seeing if maybe we can do a forest code or something like that type of training class. I know that might take up a little bit more time, but we'll see. I'm kicking more ideas around, so we'll see.
Yeah, there again, there's another mode, and again, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that have done that. I got in under the no code there years ago, there, the tech light, and you can always learn, and others that have done it, I'm sure could pick up a key and just have at it there, and again, it's another means of communication. it's a good source of communication there too. I mean, you don't definitely don't want it to become a lost art. So the art is fading, but I think that I think that it's important to know and important to have and get it before it's gone, you know. Yes, exactly. I think that's something that kind of scared me off years ago. In fact, Mr. Hart got me Morse code key and something on the buzzer there that we hooked up, and I was kind of neat there, practiced it a little bit, and like I say, I just got so busy with other things, and didn't apply myself probably the way I should have. I could have picked up on it and learned it. And it's even a lot easier as a younger person to do it. Somebody that's mind is starting to wear and tear there a little bit. The shifting gears don't work very good anymore.
Oh, I think you could probably pick it up pretty easy. It takes a little bit of work, but I think you can do it.
I have been working on it. Picked up on a lot of the letters and legal days. You know, transmit there some message. It's just receiving that I'm struggling with. But, like I say, if you have the time, I'll pick it back up. It's not going to put a lot of pressure upon myself to do it. If I can, great. If not, enjoy this form of communication and that's what we'll run with.
Yeah, there's no pressure. You know, there's no rush to get it down. And I've been studying my general license, trying to get that all down pat, because I upgraded here once. Woo! The bird almost hit the car. That's funny. I'm going to try to upgrade if I can and get my general off.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Again, I think in where you're at right now, that would probably be a good upgrade for you and something to look forward to the future. And I know that if Mike could get the board, he probably is upgraded as well. But it gives you more privileges and again with responsibilities. Let's say some of these guys, set up at the park, field day and those kinds of things, and make a lot of contacts there.
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of fun, and it'll open up in a whole new set of frequencies, different things. So it'll be good, good upgrade.
Yeah, there you go on that one. So, yeah, like I say, I'm thinking about it, and, something else that comes up, we'll be able to sit down and do it, study it, and then put it down, and, weeks later, have something else going, try to pick it back up again. I want to be able to consistently do that, like I did years ago, when I studied coming back. Able to get on there once a day and working with that. It just seems like there's always other things going on. But do what we can do and take it from there.
Right, exactly. You've got to go with with what time you've got and different things. So take a little bit of time here and there and upgrade when we can. It's good. It's good stuff to have. I've enjoyed ham radio. It's been a lot of fun. The whole
the whole hobby itself is a lot of fun.
Yes, I concur with you on that one. I agree with you. It is a lot of fun to work with. Even if you don't have the equipment yet, the need might be there. You might need to, you can get on eight up and for some reason be keeping it safe, just for the fun of it. But hey, you'll have it, and who knows? You might build out that shack a little bit more.
Okay, Wayne. The goal is to get another radio to send get an HF rig once I get my general. That's my reward to myself. So.
NAWCB, yes, absolutely. I don't blame this pair. If you're able to get it, hey, why not? Let's take it. If you're able to buy new, that's great. If you're a lot of ham radio flocks coming, dates coming up here soon, and there's a lot of opportunity for swaps and buying new equipment and stuff that's out there.
Yeah, for sure. I know the two door magnets have been pretty cool because made some contacts that way. I was heading into church the one day and a guy stopped me. He's like, "You're in ham radio." He's like, "What frequency do you transmit on?" And I told him, I was tech right now. I'm working on my general and. I told him a little bit about ARPSC, and he's like, "I'm gonna have to look you guys up."
NAWCB, yeah, definitely. That's a good, it's a good conversation starter, and people ask questions about that. Whether you got a roof antenna, an antenna on the roof of your car, or the magnet mounts there. Again, it's a good. Good advertisement for ARPSC and actually ham radio in general. So, absolutely. I think that's great. And, somebody at church, that's even better. Hopefully they're ham or hopefully they'll be interested in it.
Yeah, definitely. He was a ham. I missed his call sign. Because I was just kind of thrown back that he came up and talked to me and surprised me on that. Maybe get his call sign here the next time I see him and get some more time to sit down and talk with him. So, but it's been good. It's been good. We have had a lot of good contacts. A lot of good. People stop and ask, "Hey, what's ARPSC?" And so it's good advertisement, but it's also good for the hobby as well.
I agree on that one, and of course you can know his name too. You can always look him up on QRZ also, and I'm sure get some information there, get his call sign that way. Some of the guys, they put down a little bit of information about themselves or what equipment they have or, there's really some interesting accounts on some of these guys. I look up on QRZ. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll have to look him up and see what his call sign is. Go from there. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and relax and enjoy the beautiful weather. But I appreciate the QSO on the way north and good conversation. And looking forward to talking tomorrow. Hopefully, you guys get out and spend some time outside, enjoy the weather, and enjoy dinner tonight.
Yes, indeed. how things go here tonight. Bob continues to be on the mend. A little bit of coughing here and there, but a little weak, but he's picking up there. Yeah, good talking to you tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and we'll have to do this again. Definitely enjoy your evening. Beautiful outside. And I wish the family hello. Wish a real happy Mother's Day tomorrow as well. And let's say good talk to you soon. 73 is an 18th of you and the family. This is November 8th Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we will be clear and goodbye.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and we'll give her a call here tomorrow and wish her happy Mother's Day. But you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you soon. This is me, Y80, and I'm clear of the channel.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
KB8OOE.
Foxtrot Romeo Radio 6.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.